Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include the vision that entrepreneurs have that others do not, the concentrated effort to improve workplace safety, and why some restaurant owners are rolling out the red carpet for gun owners. We'll start with this. What is it that entrepreneurs can see that others cannot? Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
Entrepreneurs see gaps, openings. For instance, Dave Heath started BombasSocks.com, premium socks for the mass market.
I saw that there was a tremendous gap between your ultra-cheap mass market multi-packs from, you know, brands like Hanes and Champion, you know, which are typically $2-3 a pair. And then there's kind of this huge gap until you get to the, you know, what I could call individual premium athletic socks, the Thorlows, the Nike Elites, the Smart Wools, which start at around 12 and go all the way up to 22.
And now Bombas Socks, B-O-M-B-A-S Socks, is growing by selling socks engineered to look better and feel better for $9.
We modeled ourselves very similarly off the Starbucks model. You know, Starbucks, sure, is 2 to 3 times more expensive than your 75-cent cup of coffee that you can get on the corner, but it's really only a marginal difference of $2 to $3. They say, oh, it's $2 more. Do you get that $2 marginal return from an enjoyment standpoint?
And there was the opening for Bombas.
Where I think if Starbucks came out with a $6 cup of coffee, no one would have, you know, I don't think that they would have adopted the same way. And so we thought the same way about socks.
I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. Are safety concerns at work over the top? Safety awareness is serious business at workplaces such as construction sites, food manufacturing plants, mines, oil rigs. For an employee in Rio Tinto's Utah copper mine, the mandate to document safety concerns might mean jotting down the latest dangerous way of moving 1,700-ton electric shovels. But now, field-inspired safety protocols are migrating to the office, where hazards include dripping umbrellas, the height of high heels, even hot cups of coffee. At Chevron, any worker at the company's San Ramon, California headquarters can halt an activity he or she deems dangerous by whipping out a small white card that reads, "Stop work." At the U.S. arm of Nestle, employees begin meetings by checking for hazards like computer cords that can cause tripping and reviewing emergency exit protocol. At a company event held at a hotel, a group of Nestle workers audibly gasped when a hotel employee jumped up onto stage instead of using an adjacent staircase. Coming up next, the new trend among restaurant owners.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels or brake pads or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexos synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Some independent restaurant owners around the country are rolling out the red carpet for customers who carry guns. We get that story from the Wall Street Journal this morning's Ashby Jones. Ashby, small number at this point?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not a huge number, but it does seem like an increasing number of restaurateurs across the country are saying, you know, sort of in opposition to the number of chains that have said, ask patrons not to bring guns in. They're saying, no, guns are welcome here. Please bring them in. In some instances, we'll give you a discount if you can show us that you're carrying a weapon on your person, et cetera. So it's just a little bit of a rearguard action, I think, where that, you know, being pushed and dreamed up by folks that really, you know, believe in the Second Amendment and believe strongly in it and are real fans of firearms.
Some of these places are even holding firearm-themed nights.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, one restaurant actually is having what they call a Second Amendment Wednesday, in which they invite people to come in and bring their weapons, openly carry their weapons to the restaurant, and they get 10% off. And apparently, this has been a big hit for the period of time that they've been doing it. I think it's for several months now.
Is this really a sound business move for these restaurant owners?
Absolutely, it makes sense. I think that there are in certain parts of the country, you know, there are there's a lot of enthusiasm surrounding guns and the issue of guns, and I think that a lot of gun owners, rightly or wrongly, feel like they are, you know, under attack, under siege, etc., and they're always happy to support some place that feels to them like a kindred spirit. So I think that these restaurants are experiencing a little bit of a jump in business because of these new policies.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal legal affairs reporter Ashby Jones. You have some other examples of restaurants around the nation doing this?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's doing sort of slightly different things. We have there's a pizza place down in Virginia Beach that gives 15% off to anybody who actually brings a weapon into the store or can show that they have a concealed carry permit, which, of course, is a license to carry a concealed weapon. You have a bar and grill out in a town called Rifle, Colorado, ironically called Rifle. The bar, the waitresses have guns on their holsters, real live guns, and they encourage people to bring in their guns. You've got a restaurant up in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is the one we mentioned earlier, which has the Second Amendment Wednesdays. So there are a lot of different variations on the theme, but they're all, you know, basically, you know, very sort of openly saying guns are welcome here, bring them in, and in some instances we'll give you 10-15% off your food purchase if you do bring them in.
So what are the gun control folks saying about all this?
You're serving alcohol at some places and encouraging people to come in and bring their guns, and people view that as a combustible mix. The people who are sponsoring these gun-themed events and gun-themed restaurants say that they don't serve alcohol to people who have guns, but I do think that in some instances they probably are.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include the vision that entrepreneurs have that others do not, the concentrated effort to improve workplace safety, and why some restaurant owners are rolling out the red carpet for gun owners. We'll start with this. What is it that entrepreneurs can see that others cannot? Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
Entrepreneurs see gaps, openings. For instance, Dave Heath started BombasSocks.com, premium socks for the mass market.
I saw that there was a tremendous gap between your ultra-cheap mass market multi-packs from, you know, brands like Payne's and Champion, you know, which are typically $2-3 a pair. And then there's kind of this huge gap until you get to the, you know, what I could call individual premium athletic socks, the Thorlows, the Nike Elites, the Smart Wools, which start at around 12 and go all the way up to 22.
And now Bombas Socks, BOMBAS Socks, is growing by selling socks engineered to look better and feel better for $9.
We modeled ourselves very similarly off the Starbucks model. You know, Starbucks, sure, is 2 to 3 times more expensive than your 75-cent cup of coffee that you can get on the corner, but it's really only a marginal difference of $2 to $3. They say, oh, it's $2 more. Do you get that $2 marginal return from an enjoyment standpoint?
And there was the opening for Bombas.
Where I think if Starbucks came out with a $6 cup of coffee, no one would have, you know, I don't think that they would have adopted the same way. And so we thought the same way about socks.
I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. Are safety concerns at work over the top? Safety awareness is serious business at workplaces such as construction sites, food manufacturing plants, mines, oil rigs. For an employee in Rio Tinto's Utah copper mine, the mandate to document safety concerns might mean jotting down the latest dangerous way of moving 1,700-ton electric shovels. But now, field-inspired safety protocols are migrating to the office, where hazards include dripping umbrellas, the height of high heels, even hot cups of coffee. At Chevron, any worker at the company's San Ramon, California headquarters can halt an activity he or she deems dangerous by whipping out a small white card that reads, "Stop work." At the U.S. arm of Nestle, employees begin meetings by checking for hazards like computer cords that can cause tripping and reviewing emergency exit protocol. At a company event held at a hotel, a group of Nestle workers audibly gasped when a hotel employee jumped up onto stage instead of using an adjacent staircase. Coming up next, the new trend among restaurant owners.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels or brake pads or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Some independent restaurant owners around the country are rolling out the red carpet for customers who carry guns. We get that story from the Wall Street Journal this morning's Ashby Jones. Ashby, small number at this point?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not a huge number, but it does seem like an increasing number of restaurateurs across the country are saying, you know, sort of in opposition to the number of chains that have said, ask patrons not to bring guns in. They're saying, no, guns are welcome here. Please bring them in. In some instances, we'll give you a discount if you can show us that you're carrying a weapon on your person, et cetera. So it's just a little bit of a rear guard action, I think, where that, you know, being pushed and dreamed up by folks that really, you know, believe in the Second Amendment and believe strongly in it and are real fans of firearms.
Some of these places are even holding firearm-themed nights.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, one restaurant actually is having it has a what they call a Second Amendment Wednesday, in which they invite people to come in and bring their weapons, openly carry their weapons to the restaurant, and they get 10% off. And apparently, this has been a big hit for the period of time that they've been doing it, I think, for several months now.
Is this really a sound business move for these restaurant owners?
Absolutely, it makes sense. I think that there are, in certain parts of the country, you know, there are there's a lot of enthusiasm surrounding guns and the issue of guns, and I think that a lot of gun owners, rightly or wrongly, feel like they are, you know, under attack, under siege, et cetera, and they're always happy to support some place that feels to them like a kindred spirit. So I think that these restaurants are experiencing a little bit of a jump in business because of these new policies.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal legal affairs reporter Ashby Jones. You have some other examples of restaurants around the nation doing this?
Yeah, and I mean, everybody's doing sort of slightly different things. We have mentioned a pizza place down in Virginia Beach that gives 15% off to anybody who actually brings a weapon into the store or can show that they have a concealed carry permit, which, of course, is a license to carry a concealed weapon. You have a bar and grill out in a town called Rifle, Colorado, ironically called Rifle. The bar, the waitresses have guns on their holsters, real live guns, and they encourage people to bring in their guns. You've got a restaurant up in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is the one we mentioned earlier, which has the Second Amendment Wednesdays. So there are a lot of different variations on the theme, but they're all, you know, basically, you know, very sort of openly saying guns are welcome here, bring them in, and in some instances we'll give you 10-15% off your food purchase if you do bring them in.
So what are the gun control folks saying about all this?
You're serving alcohol at some places and encouraging people to come in and bring their guns, and people view that as a combustible mix. The people who are sponsoring these gun-themed events and gun-themed restaurants say that they don't serve alcohol to people who have guns, but I do think that in some instances they probably are.